This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 19,000 families have accepted their preschool placements in the first round of Colorado's Universal Preschool Program. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
At least 10 hours of preschool is available for any four-year-old's family who wants it. Families who decline their first round match or didn't match to a provider in the first round have until 5 o'clock today to get an application in. State officials say there may be more choices available now than there were in January because some providers have added additional seats. Roughly 15,000 families are expected to be matched in the second round. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A high school student in Garfield County who was told she is not allowed to wear her Mexican-American sash at graduation confronted school board members Tuesday. Naomi Pena Villasano told the board the rules make Latinos feel unwelcome.
I was born in the United States, but my parents are Mexican immigrants who came here for a better life.
The school board said they'll review the graduation policies after this year's ceremony, but that Villasano is not allowed to wear her sash. She's graduating from Grand Valley High School in Parachute. Colorado is among the 10 worst states for senior fraud in a new report from the FBI. It says Colorado reported nearly 3,000 cases of fraud against people over 60. Cryptocurrency fraud has become the fastest growing financial scheme against older people. The Denver Nuggets are the winners in Game 1 of their playoff series with the L.A. Lakers. It was 132-126 last night in Denver. The Nuggets' Nikola Jokic had another big game, including a buzzer beater to end the third quarter.
Jokic just gets it off in time. It's up. Oh, it's good! Of course it goes in!
The winner of the series goes on to play for the NBA championship, something the Nuggets have never done. Game 2 against the Lakers is tomorrow. Across the metro area today, a chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs near 80, and a little cooler tomorrow with more rain on the way, and rain more likely on Thursday and Friday. Grand Junction mostly sunny through the day. This is CPR News.